Hallelujah. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, what? Teach us to pray. As John also what? Taught his disciples. For now, they are still operating in competitive context. But it still doesn't matter because this is a critical matter of the kingdom. So Jesus is not really bothered. He still went ahead. The reason why they wanted to learn about prayer is because see, see, prayer is what is reigning. Hello? Hello? So they call Jesus. That's what is happening here. They call Jesus and ask him, Oga, teach us. Let it not be that John is doing something that we can do. Let's join the trend. The second reason is because they also saw Jesus praying. I think that should be the first reason. They saw Jesus praying. When Jesus is through with prayer, things will happen. But you notice that Jesus is not telling them to pray. There is a discipleship pattern that Jesus has. He's not telling them to pray, he's just praying. He's just praying. But if you ask him that they want to pray, that he should teach them, he will teach them. Hello? But he's not disturbing them. But I've not seen Jesus allow them go hungry. He always gives them food. He always takes care of them. Any enjoyment, he makes sure they enjoy. But fasting, he doesn't disturb them. Prayer, he doesn't disturb them. In fact, they ate too much that they ate on Sunday morning. In fact, they ate so much that they took corn, raw corn. It's in the Bible. Raw corn in the field. Open it and began to eat raw corn. Have you eaten raw corn before? The disciples of Jesus shopped it. Jesus did not disturb them. But one day he told them, let me tell you, you will remember this thing when it matters the most. That the bridegroom will be what? Taken away. And when the bridegroom is taken away, what will you people do? You are going to fast. Sometimes you are going to fast. You are going to fast. Including people following me online, you are going to fast. If you follow us long enough, one day you will hear God say, fast cease to cease for 50 days. Even if he didn't tell you, just follow this our 50 days. Some of you that want to be man of God, someday God will tell you to do 100 days, cease to cease. Someday. Someday soon. Not someday next year. Someday soon. Not someday 5 years coming. Someday next year. 100 days. You won't die. What it will do is that it will help you to master yourself. I'm not saying something special will happen. No, no, no. Some of you don't know how much labor, how much spiritual discipline it takes for you to put yourself together. Gather yourself together as a man of God that is called by God. It takes a lot. You have not started the journey. You need that fasting for the purpose of consistency in spiritual output. You need that fasting to tame the flesh. That's not where I'm going now. So, verse 2. And he said unto them, when you pray, say after me, when ye pray. Not if ye pray. When? When you pray, say what? Our Father. Which what? Hallowed be what? Then what is the following thing there? Thy kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. This is a very deep revelation. Thy kingdom come. That means God is seeking the earthly expression of his heavenly kingdom upon the face of the earth. God is seeking it. Thy kingdom come. That means that must have been the ultimate thing that was in his heart when he was creating man and creating him to oversee his affairs upon the face of the earth. Say after me, thy kingdom come. This is God's desire. You will notice that this prayer bulletin, say after me, prayer bulletin. This prayer bulletin that Jesus released for his disciples contained not necessarily prayer points, but the desires of heaven. And those desires of heaven has become a pattern for us. The scripture said, our Father which art in heaven. Obviously, this is not the kind of prayer that an average Jew is conversant with. Our Father. So this is one of the greatest revelations that Jesus brought across to them. The revelation of the Father. In fact, it wowed them so much that at some point, Philip cried and said, Master, show us the Father. It will be enough. What did he say? Show us the Father. It will be enough. He said, Philip. Philip. How long will I stay with you? He that have seen me has what? Seen the Father. So that's what he was saying. So this is a revelation of the desires of heaven. He said, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom what? Come. So it should be your burden. Because if you want to look at this, thy kingdom come, as a prayer, how does it really benefit you as a human being? How does thy kingdom come add double your salary? LJB. How does it pay for your wedding hall? How does he pay for your exam? What is that? That the name of that exam?
USMLE.
USMLE. How many million you talk again? 15. Huh? You don't pass him? Hey. Wala there. So are you seeing his burden? Are you seeing his burden? You are now quiet. That's my problem. Say after me, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
How does it concern you now? Your own is to take that exam and fly to the next level. Meet people. Speak good English. By time, if you are coming back to this nation, everybody will be celebrating. Be one of the biggest guys. You have made it. Say after me, you have made it. And then you ask Jesus to show you how to pray. He said, thy kingdom come. This is not a prayer point. This is God's burden and desire. Hello? Thy kingdom come. It means anything we are able to achieve or is able to happen upon the face of earth in the name of God that has not caused the kingdom of God to be established in all affairs, then God has not achieved what is paramount in his heart. If this is true, it means all resources in the kingdom is geared towards this challenge. Thy kingdom come. What's the name of your department? Thy kingdom come in economics department. Is it not what your brother studied? Say after me, thy kingdom come. Are you saying that the kingdom of God has come in your family? Has he come in Nigeria? Certainly no. Has he come in Africa? Certainly no. Not to talk of US. Not to talk of UK. Are you people following me? So the burden of God is about territories. And if the burden of God is about territories, the burden of sons will be about what? You have not totally started thinking son-wise until you have bound yourself to a territory, or you have asked God, which territory are you apportioning to me to take? Are you getting what I'm saying now? God must give you a place that you are laboring to take for him. If not, the investment of the kingdom is wasted in your life. The cry of sons is for new territories. That's the cry of sons. The cry of sons is for new territory. You want more anointing? What for? Prayer power? What for? You want more finance? What do you want? Anything that you desire in this kingdom that is not geared towards making and causing the kingdom of God to be established is like a waste of heavenly resources. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
God is not too convinced to empower you if he has not seen a territory that is in view. Have you not read the scripture? That a certain noble man was to embark on a journey. And he called his servants. They were 5 in number. Am I correct? He gave one 5 pounds. Okay, no. He gave each of them, each of the 5, 1 pound. Am I correct? Is it 5 or 10? 10. He gave each of the 10 what? 1 pound each. When he was leaving, what did he tell them? Occupy. That word occupy actually means do business. Say what? Do business. If I give you prayer power, what do you do with it? If I give you revelational anointing, what do you do with it? If I give you money, what do you do with it? That's it. What if I give you prophetic anointing? What do you do with it? Do business. When the man came back, he noticed something. That the first person he gave 1 pound got 10. And then that's how he was going. By the time we got to the last person, he said, I know that you know how to reap where you did not sow. And that is why I took the pound and hid it. And all the things that came on that person. That's not my point. My point is not what that servant did. I believe that servant is not here. Even though I don't know the possibility. But I pray that it's not possible. My point is in the other things that was there. There is an utterance that the scripture made there. He said, to him that has, what will happen? And he said, to him that does not have, what will happen to him? I said, I don't understand. I don't understand. The scripture said, Kweku, him that does not have, the one he has will be taken. He doesn't have, what is not taken from him? Now, another thing that should bother you is that the scripture said, him that has, more will be given. I thought the law of equality and equity means that the person that has more, we should take from him and give to the people that does. That's not how it works. If God give you the ability to sing and you are able to trade with it well in the trading floors of the spirit, he will add an anointing to it. To him that what? Has. If you trade well with that anointing, maybe anointing that opens people up to worship. It's not you can sing the same thing. Another person has an anointing that draws people. The principal anointing of a worship leader is to draw people to the presence of God. There is an anointing like that. When you do well with that, God will suddenly add another anointing. And you just notice that when you lead people to God's presence, you can prophesy. Hello? From prophesying, miracles started happening. Do you know that people can sit in this place and sit in on it? Trade on it 10 years. Trade on it 20 years. After 20 years, suddenly one day they look at the scripture, it opens. It's not as if they want to teach, but as they are leading worship, they will just drop some insight that can cure people in 15 minutes. Before you know it, it increases to 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour. What's happening here? He that is faithful, he that has, to him. Listen to me. I keep saying this thing all the time. The way to keep the one you even have is to do what? To get more. Let me tell you why. Every time somebody trades properly, anytime you properly use what God gives you, there is something, there is a territory. By territory, we don't just mean physical territory. There is a space of spiritual influence that we come under God's government as a result of a man that yielded fully to the investment of God that is in his life. If you tend to it, even if it's prayer that you mastered and you decide to give yourself to it, one day you will just be giving prayer charge and somebody will fall down and demons will start coming out. What does it mean? It means that God has opened you up to deliverance anointing. Just like that, him that has, what do you have? It is to him that has that more will be added. It is to him that used the one he had properly that more will be given. So after me, thy kingdom come. You need to be consumed with a burden. How does my prayer cover the whole of Omaha? People don't need to know you. If they know you good, they don't even need to appreciate you for what you are doing. In fact, if they want, let them even not like. In fact, if they want, let them even fight you. That's not your business. Your business is grace increasing. Is it increasing? Yes, that's enough. You have me so far, say amen. There is a desire of God to bring us into increased authority and ability. The reason is simple, so that we'll be able to achieve this fundamental desire that is in the heart of God. Jesus wants to bring us into deeper places where we can superintend over things on behalf of God. Like he can hand over something to you. And it seems as if he looked away. Because he has seen you trade well with the former investment that he has put upon your life. And he has seen how faithful you were. How you were able to bring profit to the kingdom and hold it well. Listen to me. If you notice that it seems as if God is not adding more to you, it might mean that you didn't deal well with the one he gave you before. Go and check it. Go and check. So Jesus said something. He said something in the book of John. He said something in the book of John chapter 16. Verse 23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father, say after me, the Father, in my name, he will give it you. Next verse. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask. Now, he didn't say they have not been asking. He said they have not asked anything in his name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be what? Full. Listen, I want to present to you a pattern in this kingdom that doesn't fail. Hello? I want to show you something. If you will buy my counsel, if you will buy my instruction, if you will buy this wisdom, you will see how you will advance in the treading floors of the Spirit. How? Ask me how, sister. Pick up a burden for God. Go to heaven. Find out something that is troubling God within your immediate vicinity. Take it up. Whether anybody knows or not, it's not your business. If you see how much God will pour grace through that medium, it will shock you. Pick up something. That is what thy kingdom means. Thy kingdom come. It means a man has picked up the burden of God and has decided that as far as he's concerned, that within his sphere, he will not stop until the full meaning of this grace that God has given to him has saturated his environment. It might not be big, it might just be your family. It might not be big, it can just be your workplace, it can just be your church. But you will vow that even if I have 15 members, that these men will be giants in God. You don't know who are your members. Three of your members might be the leading men of God of the next generation. You don't know. So you can be casual and be saying, I have 15 members. Somebody that has 5,000 members that doesn't have two people that is coming up in the next generation as the voices of God, and somebody that has 200 and 50 of them, 20, 10 of them are the men that God is about to put his hands on. Who is a stronger man before God? You don't know how God measures things. And I'm not just saying God. You don't know how things are measured. So you will come and be saying, this one, I'm saying, it's just these teenage girls. Oh, gather them. Invest in them, intercede in them. Speak to them as if you are speaking to a million people. When you go to minister to those teenagers, go as if you are going to a crusade where Renard Bonnke finished ministry and handed the mic over to you. How will you minister? That's how you should go. You don't know how the things of the Spirit work. Go there as if you appeared on the same flyer with Benihin. Meanwhile, it's only 50 people that is in that hall. You don't know who is in that hall. You don't know. Many of you here that is even here, we have not even lasted for long. Many of you met me in meetings that we are not up to 20. We are not up to 50. Let's host some revival at Enugu. I'm not sure we are up to 50. Can you cry, Lord, give me my class? You are not praying it now. What are you praying? Give me my class. Can you give me my class? What is the price I need to pay for you to give me my class? Do you find out why God said, give me, even if it is 50 people before I leave this campus? That is the cry of sons. That is the pathway of power. That's the pathway of increased grace and authority in this kingdom. I perceive that God will begin to bring people to increased authority where you'll be able to oversee things for him. He wants to give you a direct channel. In this kingdom, there is a direct channel. But it is based on the territory that your heart is crying out for. The way you will do ministry and the things you will, it will show. Hello? Hello? What will satisfy you will be different from what is satisfying others. What you are pursuing will be different. If you are like that, if your friend tell you that he has bought car, will you be moved? What if your friend buy new iPhone? What if he buy new laptop? Do you have laptop? What if he buy new laptop? You don't want laptop? There is something Jesus is doing here. It is just a little. Jesus is trying to introduce them to a new level of authority. They have asked things, but they have not asked in the name. How I wish I have time. I would have introduced to you properly what this scripture is trying to say. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is probably one of the most profound scriptures in the Bible that we have. Where the Bible said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both where? That means the desire of God is, the reason why God is giving them what he's giving them is not because of what he's giving them. He's giving it to them because of the territories that is in view. He's saying, if you manage what I'm giving you, Lagos will come. If you manage it. If you manage it, Abuja will come. Brothers and sisters, you don't need to teach a politically correct message for people to hear what you are saying. You just need to draw authority from heaven. I hope you know. Have you seen John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness? In the waters beyond Jordan, he is baptizing men. When he looked at his congregation one day, he found out that their brood of viper is in his congregation. That's the level of authority that John was carrying. Even people that are vipers that can bite and kill cannot stop themselves from coming to the ministration of John. That's what God wants to hand to a man that is crying for new territories. Shed tears in the night. Shed tears in the morning. Shed tears in the afternoon. Say, why won't you give me Africa? Why won't you give me Germany? Why won't you give me one state in the US? Can't you give me London? When you start praying this kind of prayer, you will see the labor that is behind the scene. When you cry out for long, God will now tell you that one man can't do this. Suddenly you will find out that there are 50 people like you that is crying out for the same thing. And they will be gathering together. That's how a real church is formed. 7 people that has been crying for revival to come in Benin, they will just be gathering. They will just be, that's what is burning in their hearts. Crying for revival to come in Akwa Ibom. Crying for revival to come in Abuja. They are just gathering. It is a fellowship of the burning hearts. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a fellowship of the burning hearts. God wants to, he wants to deck you with new things from heaven. He wants to deck you with new authority. When you appear, you might look thin and frail in the natural, but you are carrying the majesty of heaven. The name is on you. Say after me, the name. The name you already know is not a nomenclature. It is the investment God gives to a man when he wants him to execute things on his behalf. By the time the apostles dig deep into what the name meant after the Holy Ghost has come, it was Peter and John that came to the beautiful gate and saw a man that was lame there. And the scripture said that they spoke to the man and said, such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Are you getting it now? So in the name, something was carved out for him. So when you hear the name, you need to know what we are talking about. God wants to bring you into the legal dimension of his authority. The one that is literal. The one that is seem as if you are executing on behalf of God. The man said, such as I have. But he said in the name. Are you seeing it now? It means that the name handed him something that is his own. Hey, Uvenekai. Venekopatai. The name handed him something that is now his own. What have you collected? When a man cries, give me territories, the name will hand you out things. Because Jesus knew he was about to go. And there are portions that need to be allotted to these people so that they can labor. So that they can bring the desire of God to pass, which is thy kingdom come. And he began to drive their interest to territories. Pray for 1 minute. Ask God, use me as a vessel to cause your kingdom to come. Keep praying, keep praying. If you are following us online, this is the moment to pray. God is looking for people to send. The scripture said that he called them to be with him and that he might send them forth. I see 3 sisters crying in their heart. Crying. Saying, Lord, use me, send me. Lord, use me, send me. Sister, God is about to send you, and he will not send you empty-handed. He will send you with something. He will invest the authority of his name in your life. Press a little more. God is giving you something now.
He wants to send you forth. You can't live these 50 days without a sending forth ceremony. Empowerments, anointings, abilities, activations, authorities. He is sending you. Some of you can see it now. Hold it, hold it. The Lord has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Gunwa pray, Gunwa pray. I say Jesus wants to invest his authority in your life because he has territories in view. The cry in the heart of God is thy kingdom come. His kingdom needs to come through you. His kingdom needs to come through you, through your labors. His kingdom needs to come through your labors. His kingdom needs to come through your labors. Press a little more. Lord, drop something in my life. Drop something upon my life. Drop something. Drop something. Phone to pray. Phone to pray. Jesus. If you are following us online, something is about to happen now. God is sending men. 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 New authorities are being given to men so that they can do business for the kingdom. The Lord is equipping.
Oh, 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 ah, 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 oh, 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 oh,